हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् यम् ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यम् समगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यम् योगिनः यस्यान्तन्न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः अथ साङ्ख्ययोगो नाम द्वितीयोऽध्यायः Seeing the third part of the Sankhya Yoga, second chapter, where Bhagavan Krishna presents the definition of Lakshanam Avasthita Prajna Jnani. And we have seen for 56 verses, let us see the 57th verse. And the purpose of presenting the characteristic features of a jnani is to understand that whatever is natural, spontaneous expression as virtues of a jnani are the disciplines to be followed by us. They become the disciplines for a spiritual aspirant. So natural, spontaneous expression of a jnani in the form of his virtues become, or they are the one that prescribed as the disciplines to be followed by a spiritual aspirant. Therefore, they are discussed here. And today we are seeing 57th verse, correct?
श्रीभगवानुवाच प्रजहाति यदा कामान्
स्थितप्रज्ञलक्षणानि इस् अ टॉपिक
प्रजहाति यदा कामान् सर्वान् पार्थमनोगतान् आत्मन्येवात्मना तुष्टः स्थितप्रज्ञस्तदोच्यते दुःखेष्वनुद्विग्नमनाः सुखेषु विगतस्पृहः वीतरागभयक्रोधः स्थितधीर्मुनिरुच्यते
सो सप्तपञ्चाशत्तमः श्लोकः सप्तपञ्चाशत्तमः श्लोकः 57th verse. Kincha. See, further it is continued.
Yassarvatranabhisneha. Tattat prapya shubhashubham. Nabhinandati nadveshti. Tasya prajna pratishthita. यस्सर्वत्रानभिस्नेहः तत्तत्प्राप्य शुभाशुभम् नाभिनन्दति न द्वेष्टि तस्य प्रज्ञा प्रतिष्ठिता
सो तस्य प्रज्ञा प्रतिष्ठिता दैट पर्सन्स नॉलेज प्रज्ञा ऐ टोल्ड ऑलरेडी इट इज ऐम रिमाइंडिंग यू अगेन प्रज्ञा इज स्त्रीलिंग शब्दः which means, which has different meanings. And prajnanam is a neutral gender word. Prajna and prajnanam mean the same. Prajnanam, neutral gender word. Prajna is a feminine gender word. What's the meaning? One of the meanings is pure consciousness. Another meaning is simply knowledge. So knowledge of the truth, awareness of the awareness. Isn't it? దట్ ఇస్ ప్రజ్ఞా హియర్. సో తస్య ప్రజ్ఞా ప్రతిష్ఠిత, దాట్ పర్సన్స్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ ద సెల్ఫ్ ఈజ్ ఫర్మ్, అసర్టైన్డ్, డౌట్ ఫ్రీ. హూ ఇస్ దట్ పర్సన్ హూ హార్జ్ ఇస్ ఫర్మ్? యహ సర్వత్ర అనభిస్నేహః, యహ సర్వత్ర అనభిస్నేహః. ది పర్సన్ హూ ఇస్ నాట్ హూ ఇస్ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ అభిస్నేహః యస్య నాస్తి సహ అనభిస్నేహః. అభిస్నేహః యస్య నాస్తి సహ అనభిస్నేహః. అభిస్నేహః, స్నేహః ఇట్సెల్ఫ్ మీన్స్, స్నేహః మీన్స్ అటాచ్మెంట్, ద స్టిక్కీ నేచర్. అభిస్నేహః మీన్స్ అటాచ్మెంట్, అభిస్నేహ అటాచ్మెంట్, అటాచ్మెంట్ ఇన్ టర్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ బిలాంగింగ్ ఆల్సో. ఓకే, అభిస్నేహ అటాచ్మెంట్. యస్య అభిస్నేహ నాస్తి సహ అనభిస్నేహ. ఎట్ పర్సన్ ఆల్సో అనభిస్నేహ, సర్వత్ర అనభిస్నేహ. ది పర్సన్ హూ ఇస్ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ అటాచ్మెంట్, ఇట్ ద సేమ్ థింగ్, వాట్ హ్యాస్ బిన్ అండర్స్టూడ్ ఆల్రెడీ ఇస్ రిపీటెడ్ హియర్. ద పర్సన్ హూ ఇస్ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ అటాచ్మెంట్ టువర్డ్స్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్, సర్వత్ర మీన్స్ వాట్, ఎవ్రీవేర్ మీన్స్ టువర్డ్స్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్. తత్ తత్వ శుభ అశుభం ప్రాప్య. సో బీయింగ్ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ అటాచ్మెంట్ టు ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఎవ్రీవేర్ మీన్స్ వాట్? తత్తత్ శుభాశుభం ప్రాప్య న అభినందతి న ద్వేష్టి. శుభం ప్రాప్య న అభినందతి, డస్ నాట్ గెట్ డస్ నాట్ గెట్ ఎలేటెడ్ వెన్ హీ హ్యాపన్స్ టు గో త్రూ అన్పసెంట్ సిచ్యువేషన్, ది డిసరబుల్ సిచ్యువేషన్, హ్యాపీ సిచ్యువేషన్. అశుభం ప్రాప్య న ద్వేష్టి, డస్ నాట్ హేట్ ది అన్డిసరబుల్ ఇన్ఆస్పీషియస్ సిచ్యువేషన్ ఆల్సో. బికాస్ వాట్ ఎవర్ సిచ్యువేషన్ జ్ఞాని ఆల్సో గోస్ త్రూ శుభం అశుభం లైక్ ఎనీ అజ్ఞాని. జ్ఞాని ఆల్సో గోస్ త్రూ హ్యాపీ సిచ్యువేషన్, అన్హ్యాపీ సిచ్యువేషన్, ఆస్పీషియస్ ఇన్ఆస్పీషియస్ సిచ్యువేషన్స్. ది ఓన్లీ డిఫరెన్స్ ఇస్ వాట్ హౌ హీ రెస్పాండ్స్ సిచ్యువేషన్స్. అండ్ అజ్ఞాని మీన్స్ శుభం ప్రాప్య నందతి, he will be elated, he feels rejoiced. Asham prapya dveshti, definitely he'll hate unpleasant situation, whereas jnani remains the same in all situations because he is a person of happiness, he is a person of peace. The external situations cannot add to his happiness, cannot reduce and disturb his, make him unhappy also, because of his the independence upon situations for his happiness and security. Being himself, being dependent on one's own nature for one's happiness and security, jnani is not affected by anything. Therefore, he remains the same towards all, everything, all situations, without any attachment. Hacha person's knowledge is firm. This is the literal meaning of the verse. Yaha శుభం అశుభం ప్రాప్య తత్ తత్వ శుభం అశుభం ప్రాప్య న అభినందతి న ద్వేష్టి యః సర్వత్ర అనభిస్నేహః తస్య ప్రజ్ఞా ప్రతిష్ఠిత. దిస్ ద లిటరల్ మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది వర్స్. లెట్ అస్ సీ వాట్ శంకర భగవత్పాద సే హియర్. వి ఆర్ రీడింగ్ భాష్యం to see what Bhagavan Shankar Bhagavatpada says. Yaha Munihi. I explained the word Munihi already. Manana Shilaha Munihi, Maunam Shilam Yasya Saha Munihi. Anyway, Yaha Munihi, the person who revels in the vision of fullness of happiness is one's own nature. Therefore, a person who is completely free from any mental disturbance is the one who has absolute mastery over his mind. So, such a munihi, sarvatra. Sarvatra means what? Everywhere means what? Towards everything means what? Deha jivitadishu. Deha jivitadishu. Sarvatra is deha jivitadishu. Dehe jeha jivitadishu. Means in the body. And also, jivitam means span of life. Jivitam means life. Deha jivitadishu api abhisneha. Abhisneha, attachment. So he has no attachment, he has no great sense of belonging even to his own body or to his life, etc. Dehe abhisneha nasti, jivite abhisneha nasti, adishu, etc. Adishu api. He has no attachment or whatsoever towards his own body, even towards his life. There's no sense of belonging to his own body. Okay, he has a body, he enjoys the body, he takes care of the body, but there's no, the attachment is not there. So, deha jivitadishu api anabhisneha. Mean what? Abhisneha varjitaha. Abhisneha varjitaha. Who is free from over attachment to his body and life, etc. Tatatu prapya. Shubha ashubham. Shubha ashubham tatat prapya. Tatatu shubham ashubham va labdhva. Prapya labdhva. Same meaning. Having gained, having obtained. Shubham ashubham prapya. So there is no, he is free from attachment towards his body. I mean he is free from any sense of belonging, that which means there's no worry about the body, there's no any concern, worry, unnecessary fear about the body or the life. He's a very free person. There's always, when body falls sick, we get so, of course we have to take care of the health. We have to take care, we have to know the needful when we fall sick physically. But that should not become, body, all the time talking about the head, all the time, all the body, at whole attention body takes. So, Jnani is a person, you fall sick, do the needful, but forget about it. That's all. There's no worry at all about anything. No, there's no great worry about this body or life. So, abhisneha varjitaha. Tattat shubham ashubham va labdva. Na abhinandati na dveshti. Tattat shubha ashubham va labdva prapya. Na abhinandati na dvesha. Simple verses. Okay. So, one thing. There's no human life which is free from pairs of opposites. Jnani, ajnani, a wise person or ignorant person, educated or uneducated, young or old, man or woman, rich or poor, all human beings have to choicelessly go through a life of pairs of opposites. There will be very, very painful, undesirable situations. There'll be unpleasant situations for every human being. There's not one human being who is free. Irrespective of whatever is the position, whatever the possessions the person has. Doesn't matter, whoever it is. With his own problems they will have. The problem-free life is not there. The pairs of opposites experience free life also is not there for anybody. So therefore everybody it comes. But how does a jnani respond to shubham and ashubham? Jnani sarvatra anabhisneha. Anabhisneha. Shubham prapya na abhinandati. It does not become elated when situations are present. Ashubham prapya na dvesh. It does not hate unpleasant situation also. How is it possible for him to remain like that? Because of his jnanam, there is no more dependence on desirable situation for his happiness. There is no more dependence. There is no more dependence also in the absence of unpleasant situation also for his happiness. Therefore, there is no hatred towards anything. There's no need for him to hate anything because nothing can make him unhappy. Nothing can make him, nothing can take his happiness away. Therefore, na abhinandati, na dveshti. So he also goes through like an ajnani. But other people react to situations. But he says, what is the response now? He remains the same. Na tushyati. See, abhinandati is equal to tushyati. Na tushyati. He does not feel pleased. Na hrishyati. Na tushyati. Na hrishyati. Both mean the same. Hrishyati. Tushyati. Harshaha. Happiness. Toshaha, happiness. I told you already the noun forms. So, na tushyati, na hrishyati, na abhinandati. Ashvam prapya cha na dveshti. He does not feel pleased, does not feel delighted, does not feel elated. He remains the same. Because his happiness is not dependent on an external situation at all. So what? He cannot increase his happiness. Nothing can decrease his happiness also. Nothing can make him unhappy. Therefore, na dveshti. Ashvam prapya na dveshti. We all, ignorant people, hate the ashubham, any unpleasant, undesirable situation. No? We hate. We look at situation itself as undesirable situation because it causes pain. Occasions like death, etc. Loss happens in loss in business, or loss of life, death happens, or some any, you know, the loss of friendship, loss of life, intimate death, etc. So many unpleasant situations, you know, dissociation, separations. So when these things happen, it must cause very tremendous pain because it is, we look at it as a cause of pain, source of pain. And we hate the situation, we don't want the situation. That's why it's called undesirable. For a jnani, there's no situation called undesirable situation at all. From the standpoint of others, what happened to jnani may be unpleasant situation. But he, for him, it's the same because he is just himself. The person who can just be himself, knowing his nature, what he is, how he is, etc., essential nature, what is satyam, what is mithya, knowing the nature of the matter, he has acceptance, has understood the nature, so he accepts it. And knowing the nature of the self also, there's no need to worry because it's everlasting, it is free from all problems. So this understanding being there, he is as a mature individual, he is not dependent on any external situations for his happiness. No external situation can make him unhappy also. Therefore, he does not hate. It's the meaning. Ashvam prapyacha na dveshti. Doesn't write much Shankaracharya here. He just repeats the same words. Okay. Tasya evam harsha vishada varjitasya. Who is a jnani? Harsha vishada varjitaha. Harsha varjitaha, vishada varjitaha. Shubham prapya na abhinandati, na hrishyati, na tushyati, अतः सः हर्षवर्जितः ज्ञानी. ज्ञानी इज फ्री फ्रॉम बीइंग एलेटेड इन डिसरेबल सिचुएशंस. विषादवर्जितः ज्ञानी इज फ्री फ्रॉम पेन सफरिंग इन अनप्रेसेंट सिचुएशंस. सो हर्ष विषाद वर्जितः इज वर्जितः ज्ञानी. तस्य विवेकजा प्रज्ञा प्रतिष्ठिता. हच पर्सन्स the knowledge born of the discriminative understanding of what atma is, what anatma is, such a person's knowledge is firm, stable. Vishada harsha vishada varjitasya vivekaja prajna pratishthita. The clear doubtfully ascertained vision born of the discriminative understanding of what is atma anatma, he is firm. The one who is free from both pleasure and pain, harsha vishada varjitaha, one who is free from elation and dejection, one who is free from elation and dejection. Okay, kincha. Next verse. Yada samharate chayam kurmongani va sarvashah. Yada samharate chayam कोर्मोंगानीव सर्वशः इंद्रियाणीन्द्रियार्थेभ्यः तस्य प्रज्ञा प्रतिष्ठिता. इंद्रियाणीन्द्रियार्थेभ्यः तस्य प्रज्ञा प्रतिष्ठिता. नाउ अगेन तस्य प्रज्ञा प्रतिष्ठिता. हिज नॉलेज इज फर्म डाउट फ्री क्लियर नॉलेज. हूज नॉलेज हियर? यस्य यस्य इंद्रियाणि इंद्रिय अर्थेभ्यः. यस्य इंद्रियाणि इंद्रिय अर्थेभ्यः संहृतानि. सो हियर ही सेज कूर्मः अंगानि. अयम् कूर्मः अंगानि सर्वशः संहरते. कूर्मः अंगानि सर्वशः संहरते. द टर्टल विड्रॉज ऑल इट्स लिम्स. कूर्मः अंगानि संहरते. द टर्टल विड्रॉज ऑल इट्स लिम्स व्हेन इट सेंसेस सम डेंजर. सो लाइक द कूर्मः. कूर्मः so the just as the turtle withdraws all its limbs when it senses some danger, so also like that turtle kurmaha iva, when the person samharate. I am yada samharate. This person also, who is able to withdraw his sense organs from sense objects. Indriyani indriya arthebhyaha ayam samharate. Indriyani indriya arthebhyaha samharate. Indriya arthani arthaha means sense objects. Indriyani sense organs. The person who withdraws his sense organs from sense objects means who is no more dependent on sense objects for his happiness and security. who was neither hated towards them nor attachment towards them. He simply sees, he simply perceives the objects, but those objects cannot cause any disturbance in him. When we perceive objects, since indriyattaha, indriyarthan yada vayam pashyamaha, when we see the objects of perception through sense organs, the objects of perception sometimes may cause a desire, may trigger a desire to possess them. And they may sometimes, they may trigger a, you know, some sort of hate. Oh, I don't like it. I hate it. This may the say ordinary person, he perceives objects through sense organs. Sense objects can trigger either like or dislike towards them. But when the jnani sees sense organs, sense objects, perceives them, he perceives them. No sense object can any trigger any like towards the sense objects. No sense object can trigger any dislike towards anything also. Nothing can be triggered, because jnani's mind is firm. Jnani's mind is filled with, jnani is already a person of fullness of happiness. He is a person of absolute peace. There is no dependence on enjoyment of any sense object for his happiness. No object can really make him unhappy also. Therefore, when he perceives sense objects, perception of sense objects do not trigger any like or dislike, do not disturb his mind. Therefore, he is a person who has withdrawn his sense or not withdrawn means what? Not he's not withdrawn. He still perceives the world, but still whose attention is not there on his sense objects, because nothing can make him unhappy, nothing can make him happy also. Therefore, indriyani indriyartebhyah ayam samharate, this jnani, when a person withdraws his sense organs from sense objects, like the turtle which withdraws its sense or which limbs when it senses some danger, such a person's knowledge is firm, stable, unshakable knowledge. So, the shamaha damaha, the mental discipline and the sensory discipline, a person practices as a discipline before the attainment of jnanam, to prepare his mind. And having practiced those disciplines, having got mastery over mind, mastery over sense organs, and as a prepared mind, after attaining the jnanam also, after the attainment of jnanam also, jnani continues to be a person of shamaha and damaha. Okay, he does not become indisciplined afterwards. Doesn't need to become indisciplined. Which means, even after the attainment of jnanam, he continues to maintain his mastery over his ways of thinking. He continues to maintain his mastery over his sense organs. So, he is very cautious, very careful. So, he withdraws his sense organs from sense objects. Like the turtle. So that what the person has to take care of his, the person who takes care of his disciplines, even after the attainment of jnanam, one thing. So yada ayam kurmaha sarvashaha angani iva indriyani indriyartebhyah samharate tasya prajna pratishthita. So, in this 58th verse, is it for a jnani if you really ask? Yes. The person who has gone through the Shravanam and Mananam, has got understand, very good understanding, but he has yet to ascertain. Of course, he has a very, very clear, doubtful understanding. So the person who is eligible for contemplation, he has gone through Shravanam, he has understanding of the nature of the Atma, has very understanding of the teaching, and he has gone through Mananam also. Therefore, his understanding is very clear and doubtful understanding. But maybe he has yet to ascertain this teaching, may make his teaching unforgettable, ever remembered. Therefore, maybe the person must be given to the discipline of contemplation. Ajnani, who is still at the stage of contemplation, who has a clear, doubt-free knowledge, he is a jnani, but still who has yet to ascertain his knowledge. A person who is given the discipline of contemplation also, he must continue to follow those disciplines, shamaha, damaha. He must have mastery over his mind and sense organs to avoid, otherwise what happens, in spite of having clear knowledge, doubt-free knowledge, the person will not be able to ascertain the knowledge, assimilate the knowledge, then it is possible for him to forget the knowledge, thereby not to be able to enjoy the benefit of knowledge. If he should not forget what has been understood very clearly by going through Shravanam and Mananam, if he has to get it ascertained, to be able to enjoy the benefit of this knowledge, he must also be contemplative. And to be contemplative also, he must continue to maintain those disciplines which he has been following before the attainment of jnanam. This is very important. Therefore, it is this particular verse is addressed for such a jnani who is yet to be, who is still at the stage of, who is still contemplative, who has a clear vision, no doubt, but he has yet to ascertain it. But he says, if a person is capable of withdrawing his sense organs from sense objects, whenever necessary, wherever necessary, thoughtfully, means he does not allow his thoughts to have, he does not allow his mind to entertain thoughts pertaining to the objects. Not allowing oneself to entertain thoughts pertaining to objects. By having subject matter, the Shastram, as objects of his thoughts. It means what? And a person must be always contemplative, entertaining thoughts pertaining to the nature of the Atma. Then it is contemplation. So that the thoughts, the jnani's thoughts are not available for dwelling upon the objects. Means he has withdrawn his sense organs from sense objects. Like the turtle. The turtle very intelligently withdraws its limbs when it senses some danger. Similarly, the person also who has clear understanding, has the knowledge, has gone through Shravanam and Mananam, has clear understanding, no doubt, but still does not allow his mind to dwell upon objects. He has withdrawn his thoughts from objects and he has placed his thoughts in, attention in the subject matter of the Shastram, so that he entertains thoughts pertaining to the nature of the Atma. Therefore, such a person is definitely, such a person who is always contemplative, who attention is taken away from sense objects, and his knowledge is firm, no doubt about it. Little meaning of the mantra, the verse here. I can tell the prose order again. Yada. See, Kurmaha Angani Iva Cha Ayam Yada Sarvashaha Indriyani Indri Artebhyaha Samharate తస్య ప్రజ్ఞా ప్రతిష్ఠిత. ఓకే, సిద్ధ భాష్యం నౌ. యదా సంహరతే, సంహరతే మీన్స్ సమ్యగ్ ఉపసంహరతే, సంహరతే ఉపసంహరతే మీన్ ద సేమ్, సంహరతే ఉపసంహరతే మీన్ ద సేమ్, ఉప విత్ ద ప్రిఫిక్స్ దట్స్ ఆల్. ఉపసంహరతే చ అయం జ్ఞాననిష్టాయాం ప్రవృత్తః యతిహి. హూ ఇస్ దిస్ పర్సన్ హియర్? జ్ఞాననిష్టాయాం ప్రవృత్తః యతిహి. యతిహి మీన్స్ అ సన్యాసి, రెనన్సియేట్. వై ఇస్ కాల్డ్ యతిహి? ది పర్సన్ ఆఫ్ అప్రాప్రియేట్ అడిక్వేట్ యత్నః ఈస్ యతిహి. కహ యతిహి? యతిహి యతిహి మీన్స్ సన్యాసి. యతనశీల యతిహి. యతనం మీన్స్ రెస్ట్రైనింగ్, అండ్ యతనం మీన్స్ ఎఫర్ట్. సో యతనం, సో యతతే మీన్స్ మేక్స్ ఎఫర్ట్స్, ప్రయత్తతే యతతే. సో యతిహి మీన్స్ అ సన్యాసి హూ ఈస్ అ అప్రాప్రియేట్ అడిక్వేట్ ఎఫర్ట్స్ ఇస్ అ యతిహి. That person who is involved in his commitment to the ascertainment of knowledge, who is involved in the ascertainment of knowledge, jnananishthayam pravruttah, the person who is involved in the ascertainment of knowledge must be a person of contemplation. That person upaharate kurmaha angani iva sarvashaha, like the turtle. He says yat iva means what? Yatha kurmaha bhayat swani angani upaharati. Yatha kurmaha bhayat swani angani upasamharati. Just as his turtle, out of fear it senses some danger, స్వాని అంగాని ఉపసంహరతి. ఇట్ పుల్స్, ఇట్ విత్డ్రాస్ ఇట్స్ ఆర్గన్స్ లిమ్స్ ఇన్ సైడ్ ది షెల్, హార్డ్ షెల్ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ సైడ్స్. యు నో ద ఫోర్, ఇట్ హ్యాస్ ఫోర్ లెగ్స్ అండ్ వన్ హెడ్. ఇట్ లిమ్స్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దమ్, ఆల్ ఫైవ్ లిమ్స్ ఇట్ విత్డ్రాస్ ఇన్ సైడ్ ది హార్డ్ షెల్ టు కీప్ నాట్ టు ఫర్ ఇట్స్ ప్రొటెక్షన్. సర్వతః ఏ సర్వతః యథా యథా కూర్మః భయాత్ స్వాని అంగాని ఉపసంహరతి సర్వతః. ఏవం ఇన్ దిస్ మేనర్ జ్ఞాననిష్టః, జ్ఞానిష్టః మీన్స్ జ్ఞానిష్టాయం ప్రవృత్తః, ది పర్సన్ హూ స్టిల్ గివెన్ టు ద డిసిప్లిన్ ఆఫ్ అసర్టైనింగ్ ది నాలెడ్జ్, హూ స్టిల్ గివెన్ టు ది డిసిప్లిన్ ఆఫ్ కాంటెంప్లేషన్ ఆల్సో. ఇంద్రియాణి ఇంద్రియ అర్థేభ్యః, ఇంద్రియ అర్థేభ్యః మీన్స్ వాట్? సర్వ విషయేభ్యః. విషయాః కే విషయాః? శబ్ద స్పర్శ రూపరసగంధాః. సో హీ టేక్స్ ఆల్ హిస్ సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్ ఫ్రమ్ ద రెస్పెక్టివ్ సెన్స్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ మీన్స్ సి నాట్ పేయింగ్ అటెన్షన్ టు సెన్స్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్, నాట్ ఎంటర్టైనింగ్ థాట్స్ pertaining to sense objects, not entertaining thoughts of sense objects is what actually not paying attention. Not paying attention to them is what? Withdrawing one's senses from sense objects. Jnana nishtaha indriyani indriya arthebhyah sarva vishayebhyah upasamharate, the person who withdraws all his senses from the sense objects. తస్య ప్రజ్ఞా ప్రతిష్ఠిత, హీస్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఈజ్ ఫర్మ్. సి అటెన్షన్ ఆఫ్ ది మైండ్ కెన్ బి ప్లేస్డ్ ఐదర్ ఇన్ అనాత్మ ప్రపంచ ఆర్ ఇన్ ఆత్మస్వరూపం. ఎ స్పిరిచువల్ ఆస్పిరెంట్ ఇస్ వాట్ సో శాస్త్ వెన్ హీ టేక్స్ ఇస్ అటెన్షన్ ఫ్రమ్ ది వరల్డ్ ఆఫ్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ టు ది సబ్జెక్ట్ మ్యాటర్ ఆఫ్ ది శాస్త్రం. then he entertains what his mind is placed in shastra means he entertains only thoughts pertaining to subject matter of the shastra, nature of the self, etc. Then his attention is not available for sense objects. For that, one has to really use one's will. Very natural for us to get distracted towards sense objects. Whereas here, this person is already, he is as a person of clear understanding. Only thing is, now he is making effort to ascertain his understanding. Not that he does not know. He has gone through Shravanam, he has gone through Mananam, he has a very clear understanding, doubt-free understanding, but he should not forget it, he should assimilate it, ascertain it. So he is given the discipline of contemplation. As a person of contemplation also, he is very cautious, like the turtle. When the turtle fences some danger, it pulls its limbs. In the same way, this person also, he knows that there's a possibility of attention getting shifted to anatma. In spite of knowing the nature of the reality, if he does not place the attention in the subject matter of the shastram, and he dwells upon the shastra teaching, in spite of knowing also, he cannot enjoy the benefit of the knowledge. Studied the shastram, understood the teaching, but I am not placing the attention in my subject, what I have understood. What I do, still I pay my attention in the objects. Means, then one cannot ascertain the knowledge, one cannot enjoy the benefit of the knowledge also. See, even after attaining clear understanding, it is possible for one to, for the mind to go to sense objects. You know, but you don't think about it because attention mind is going somewhere else. Again, you'll be in samsara only. That is why this person, very thoughtful and very cautious, he withdraws his attention from sense objects and he places the attention only in subject matter of the shastram. That is how he withdraws. Okay. Does not want to lose the benefit of knowledge. In order to, out of fear of losing the benefit of knowledge, out of fear of not being able to enjoy the benefit of knowledge, in order to ascertain the teaching, he withdraws his sense organs from sense objects, and he entertains only thoughts pertaining to the Atma, subject matter of the Shastram, in order to have Jnana Nishtha. Therefore, it is said, Sarve Sarvishyebhyah Upasamharate Tasya Prajna Pratishthita Iti Uktartham Vakyam. So, his knowledge is firm. This meaning has been, the sentence is the one, the meaning of which has already been said. Okay. Clear? I'll go ahead to the next one. What subtle, very important lesson. Have you learned it now? See, during Shravanam, mind will go to sense objects. He had to bring the mind to listen to the teaching. During Mananam, the mind will go, have to bring the mind to listen to the teaching. Even after having clear knowledge also, attention can go to objects. If you're not dwelling upon the teaching, means you can't ascertain the teaching, then it is not useful, isn't it? You're not enjoying the benefit of it. Tatra vishayan anaharataha. Vishayan anaharataha. See, aharati is a verb. Aharati. Harati is the verb. A is a prefix. Aharati. Aharati means what? Eats. Enjoys. Takes in. Aharati means what? Takes in. So, anaharati does not take in. Anaharati. Aharati, anaharati. Na aharati iti anaharati. One does not take in. And shatru and the is what? Aharan purushaha. The person who is taking in is aharan. The person who is eating, who is enjoying, who is taking in, taking sense objects into his mind through the sense organs. The person who is taking the sense or external sense objects inside the mind, to his mind, into his, to his mind, through the sense organs, he is Aharan Purushaha. Anaharan is the person who does not take the sense organs, sense objects into his mind through the sense organs. See, every sense object is also called Aharaha. Why food is called Aharaha? That which is taken in, Ahriyate iti Aharaha. That which is taken in is food, isn't it? In the same way, food is taken in through the mouth. But all five sense organs, sense objects are taken into the mind through the sense organs. Every sense organ is like an entrance. Mouth is an entrance through which food is taken in, solid food. Isn't it? Water also. But the forms, the food in the mouth forms and light enter into the mind through this eyes. Sound enters through your ears. All sense organs like are five entrances. Through them, sense objects enter. Therefore, they're taken in. They're also aharaha. Okay? Not only the food, the five types of sense objects which are also manasaha aharaha. The food taken into the mind. And here, with this jnani, is the person who is caught, who has knowledge and who is involved in, engaged in the ascertainment of the knowledge, being given the discipline of contemplation. He is a person who, the person who does not taking in the sense objects. Okay. Takarantaha pullingaha anaharat shabdaha. Tasya shabdasya shashti vibhaktav anaharataha itirupam. Like now, aharan, aharantam, aharata, aharate, aharataha, aharataha. We say like that, anaharan, anaharat shabdaha. Anaharan, anaharantam, anaharata, anaharate. If you reduce that, anaharataha. Vishayan anaharataha. The person who is not taking in the sense objects to his mind. Aturaha. Very careful, okay? Aturaha means a sick person. Indriyani nivartante. What he says, the person who is sick, old, or sick in the death bed, okay, he is very sick. And his sense organs also physically withdrawn from sense objects. Aturaha purushaha api indriyani indriya artebhyaha no swikaroti apaharate. The sick person who he cannot see, he cannot hear, he cannot, you know, because of his sickness, because of his old age problem, and his mind, he's also, all his sense organs are withdrawn from sense objects. Kasaha aturaha. Aturasya api. Vishayan anaharataha aturasya api indriyani nivartante. Even sense organs of the sick person also, said this also, go away from sense objects. Aturaha api anaharan purushaha. Aturaha api anaharan purushaha. The sick person also is the one who is not taking sense objects inside. Because his sense organs also go away from sense objects. Like the turtle, take withdraws its sense or sense or withdraw his limbs. So kurmaha ankurmangani va samhriyante anaharataha aturasya indriyani api vishyan anaharataha aturasya indriyani api samhriyante. Even sense organs of the sick person who is not really, who is not taking in the sense objects, since sense organs are also withdrawn, samhriyante withdrawn. But simply sense organs are withdrawn from sense objects of a sick person, but natu tad vishaye ragaha. I'm not seeing, but that's not mean I had no desire to watch television. Still, now I'm very sick. I can't sit and watch. So I lie down, close my eyes, or I can't see. But the desire to watch is still inside the mind. I'm not able to eat, but still desire to eat is there. I'm not able to hear, but desire to hear is there. I'm not able to smell, but desire to smell is there. So the sick aturaha here means, actually aturaha means even a restless person. But aturaha means sick person, okay? The aturaha manushyaha, the sick person who is bedridden, who is also not taking in any, who is also not perceiving any sense objects, who is also not the person who is enjoying any sense objects, because is anaharan purushaha. And for him, his sense organs also are withdrawn from sense objects. That does not mean there is no raga, there is no desire, attachment towards sense objects. Because of his sickness, because of incapability, he is not enjoying the sense objects. So sometimes now people do not enjoy sense objects, not because they are very mature, very they are incapable. But still in the mind they have desire. Tadvishaye ragaha still natu ragaha. So the desire for objects, desire for sense objects, attachment for sense objects has not yet gone with from them. Saha katham samhriyate iti uchyate. So the desire also okay. Saha katham samhriyate iti uchyate. In the following sentence. So who is a jnani? Who is real jnani? A jnani, the person whose vision is ascertain and doubt-free, the person of clear, firm knowledge is the one, not only sense organs are taken away from sense objects, even desire for sense objects is not there, it's gone away. The craving for the sense objects is not there. That's what is said in the 59th verse. Vision. Turtle, not out of sensing any danger, but because of incapability, because of sickness. But as a jnani is the one, you know, he is effortlessly, his sense organs are withdrawn. That's what is said here. Vishaya is clear now, the Bhashyam part. Okay. So vishayan anaharataha aturasya api indriyani kurmanganiva samhriyante nivartante natu tadvishayaha ragaha. Tadvishayaha ragaha, natu, not the desire for the object. Desire for the object still is there in the mind of a ajnani person, a sick person. Therefore, saha katham samhriyate iti uchyate. How he withdraws, that's going to be said in the Vishya Ragaha Katam Samhriyate. Here, samhriyate means what? How the desire for, the craving for sense objects resolves. Vishya ragaha katham samhriyate. How the craving, longing, desire for attachment to the sense objects resolves. How it is withdrawn, that is said in the following verse. Once the jnanam is there, you don't need to give up desire. You cannot give up desire, you don't need to give up desire, give up any attachment. Attachment will go away, desire will go away, longing will go away from a person who has the clear vision of the self, the truth, obtaining as one's own self, the way who revels in the vision of fullness of happiness. Yeah, vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehinah. Vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehinah. Rasavarjam rasopyasya param drishtvani vartate. Rasavarjam rasopyasya param drishtvani vartate. Vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehinah. Rasavarjam rasopyasya param drishtvani vartate. It says, see, niraharaha dehi. Niraharaha dehi means what? Dehi. Niraha, aharaha yasya nasah niraharaha. The person who has no food intake is niraharaha. Here, the person whose sense organs are withdrawn from sense objects, Vatanishi is not paid to the sense objects, means who is not dependent, who is not at all dependent on any sense objects for his happiness and security. Hacha person is said to be niraharaha dehi. Niraharaha dehi. So, niraharasya dehinaha. Rasavarjam. Niraharas dehinaha rasavarjam vishayaha vinivartante. Vishayaha vinivartante means what? Vishayaha means all the enjoyment of objects. Nivartante, vinivartante. Nivartante, vinivartante means all, they all go away. See, for any sick person who is not well, who is also not enjoying any sense objects, he is said to be niraharaha dehi. For such a person, rasavarjam. Rasavarjam means what? Other than the desire. For a sick person who is not enjoying any sense objects, except the desire in the mind, leaving the desire alone in the mind, all sense objects go away from him. All attend, the sense organs are withdrawn from sense objects of a person who is sick, who does not know, who does not really enjoy any sense objects. But what is there? Rasavarjam, leaving the desire alone in the mind. Sense objects go away from a person who does not perceive the objects, who does not enjoy the objects, but still they go away, leaving only the desire for the objects in the mind. Still the desire is still there. Rasavarjam means what? Leaving the desire. Whereas, asya rasaha api param drishtva nivartate. Whereas in the jnani's mind, not only sense objects go away from the person, because sense organs are withdrawn from the sense objects. Even the desire for the objects also goes away. Rasaha api. Rasaha means desire. Rasaha means even that craving for the object, desire for the objects also goes away. Why? Asya param drishtva. Seeing the exaltedness of this self. Param drishtva asini vinivartate. Which means what? The person who has the self-knowledge, naturally was ascertained vision. For him, fullness, limitlessness, happiness being his own sarupam. And the person has taken ownership of fullness as his own sarupam. Therefore, he is always reveling in the vision of fullness of happiness. Naturally, he is free from fear, free from any desire. I told you already many times, this is how Pooja Swamiji explained. See, where there is jnanam, there is fullness of happiness. Fullness. What is happiness? Just being one's own self. Being one's own self is being healthy. And being healthy is what? Being happy. Being happy, happiness is nothing but just being oneself. Tan tanaha iruttale nireva iruttal. It's a beautiful expression, okay? Just being one's own self is being happy. Being limitless. Being infinite. Being full. So being one's own self means what? Cognitively, being aware of the fact that I am Atma. So Jnani is the one who is just himself, being himself because the clear vision of one's own self being Atma, the consciousness. The person who remains as oneself, who is for whom happiness is his own nature. Such a person is free from sense of inadequacy centered on I. The inadequacy being not there, naturally the needs are not there. There's no more need. Emotional need is not there. The person is, who's the needy person? The dependent person is the needy person. His jnani is absolutely free from needs and desires. He's no more dependent on the enjoyment of sense objects for his happiness. To keep himself in good humor. He is not dependent on anything external for his security, for his happiness. So being free from dependence, he is just, no, his sense organs are withdrawn. So it is said, asya param drishtva, seeing one's own essential nature also. Hari Krishna, the one's own self. Even the desire goes away along with the sense objects of the person whose sense organs are withdrawn from sense objects. It's like saying, no, sense objects come and knock at the door. I want to come in, I want to come in. And then eyes are closed, eyes are not allowing the forms, ears are not allowing the sounds. What does it mean? Sense objects come. Sense organs are not closed, therefore they go away. They don't come to him inside. Not only they don't go away, even the desire in the mind also goes away along with the sense objects. For a person whose vision is clear and firm. Is it clear? That's the beautiful verse here. So, nirāharasya dehinaha rasavarjam viṣayāha vinivartante. For ajñāni person, only leaving the desire, sense objects go away. But for a jñāni, அஸ்ய ரசஹ அபி நிவர்த்தது. The desire also, desire for sense objects also goes away along with sense objects, seeing his exaltedness, seeing his nature of fullness of happiness. Param drishtva. Now, yadyapi vishya upalakshitani, vishya upalakshitani, yadyapi yadyapi vishaya upalakshitani vishaya shabda vachyani indriyani. See, indriyani sense organs, and the Shankara Bhagavatpada presents two words here, vishaya upalakshitani indriyani, விஷய சப்த வாச்சியானி இந்திரியாணி. சோ விஷயஹா மீன்ஸ் ஒன் மீனிங் ஆஃப் த வேர்ட் விஷயஹா இஸ் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கன். அனதர் மீனிங் ஆஃப் த வேர்ட் விஷயஹா இஸ் வாட் சென்ஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட். ஜென்ரலி விஷயஹா மீன்ஸ் சென்ஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் ஒன்லி, பட் ஹியர் இஸ் எஸ் விஷய உபலக்ஷிதானி விஷய சப்த வாச்சியானி இந்திரியாணி அத்தவா விஷயாக ஏவ நிராஹாரஸ்ய அநாக்ரியமான விஷயஸ்ய கஷ்டே தபசி ஸ்திதஸ்ய மூர்க்கஸ்ய அபி வினிவர்த்தந்தே தேஹினஹ தேஹவதஹ. இஸ் மூர்க்கஸ்ய அபி கஷ்டே தபஸ்தி ஸ்திதஸ்ய இந்திரியாணி வினிவர்த்தந்தே. வாட் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கன்ஸ் கோ அவே, ஓகே, த சென்ஸ் ஆர்கன்ஸ் ஹூஸ் ஃபோக்கஸ் இஸ் நாட் ஆன் த சென்ஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ், சென்ஸ் ஆர்கன்ஸ் டேக்கன் அவே ஃப்ரம் சென்ஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் அ பர்சன், இவன் ஹூ இஸ் மூர்க்கா, ஹூ இனிகன்ட் பர்சன், கஷ்டே தபசி ஸ்திதா, தி பர்சன் ஹூ இஸ் இன்வால்வ் இன் வெரி ஸ்ட்ரெனுவஸ் ஆஸ்திரிட்டி பெனன்ஸ், தி பர்சன் ஹூ என்கேஜஸ் ஹிம்செல்ஃப் இன்வால்வ்ஸ் ஹிம்செல்ஃப் இன் ஹைலி ஸ்ட்ரெனுவஸ் ஆஸ்திரிட்டி பெனன்ஸ் அண்ட் ஹூ இஸ் இக்னரண்ட், ஈவன் ஹிஸ் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கன்ஸ் பிகம் வித்ட்ரான் ஃப்ரம் சென்ஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ். தட்ஸ் த மீனிங். கீதுஷானி இந்திரியாணி விசே தி சென்ஸ் ஆர்கன்ஸ் ஆர் விஷய உபலக்ஷிதானி, தி சென்ஸ் ஆர்கன்ஸ் விச் ஆர் ஃபோக்கஸ்ட் ஆன் சென்ஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ். ஈவன் தென் நிராஹாரஸ்ய, நிராஹாரஸ்ய மீன்ஸ் அநாக்ரியமான விஷயஸ்ய, தி பர்சன் for whom sense objects are not taken in, anakhriyamanaha vishayaha means the person potentially has been taken away from sense objects, who is not enjoying any sense objects through sense organs, such a person kashte tapasi sthitah, the person who remains in, who is given to the discipline of very strenuous austerity, even for such a person who is also ignorant, murkasya api தேகவதா தேகினகா இந்திரியாணி வினிவர்த்த, ஈவன் சச் எ பர்சன் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கன்ஸ் கோ அவே, பட் ஹவ் ரசவர்ஜம் ரசஹ ராகஹ விஷயேஷு யஹ தம் வர்ஜயித்வா. சோ லீவிங் ஓன்லி த டிசையர் ஃபார் தி சென்ஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ், சென்ஸ் ஆர்கன்ஸ் கோ அவே ஈவன் ஃப்ரம் அன் அஜ்ஞானி பர்சன். ஒன் டஸ் நாட் பி ஞானி. Sense organs go away, leaving aside the sense, because sense objects go away from the person, because sense organs also are not allowing sense objects to enter. Therefore, what? Well, the desire for sense objects alone is there in the mind. Therefore, he says, one does not need to be a very great jnani. Okay, even an ignorant person, murkaha, and a kashte tapasisthitaha, the person who remains in this very severe and a strenuous penance, who practices penance, for him also, he anahriyamana vishyaha. And the person who is not any, really, whose mind attention is not paying any, paid to any objects. Anahriyamanaha vishyaha. The sense objects are not enjoyed by him. He is said to be anahriyamanaha vishyaha. He is niraharaha. The person who does not allow the sense objects enter into his mind. So he's consciously, thoughtfully has withdrawn his sense organs from sense objects, is said to be niraharaha purushaha. He is also said to be anahriyamanaha vishayaha. See, vishayaha na ahriyante yena saha anahriyamanaha vishayaha. The person by whom sense objects are not enjoyed through sense organs. Means, very thoughtfully, very carefully, the ignorant person who is practicing penance, and he also has withdrawn his attention from the sense objects. His sense organs also have been taken away from sense objects. For him, sense objects go away from such a person, but leaving only the desire for the sense objects. Whereas, okay, that is the meaning until now we have seen. Rasa shabdaha, rage prasiddaha, rasa shabdaha, rage prasiddaha. The word rasaha is used mostly in the sense of attachment. So, swarasena pravruttaha rasikaha, rasagyaha, swarasena pravruttaha. The person who is involved in the enjoyment of thing is said to be rasikaha, rasagyaha, ityaya darshanat. He is explaining the meaning of the word rasaha. Rasaha means what? Rasaha, most well known as the attachment. Because swarasena pravruttaha, swarasena pravruttaha, rasikaha, rasagyaha, ityadi darshanat. So generally, who is said to be rasikaha, rasagyaha? The one who enjoys, one who relishes, the one who relishes, relisher of music is what? Sangeeta rasikaha. Rasikaha means relisher. Rasagnyaha, meaning one who really relishes, is said to be rasagnyaha rasikaha. Like that, swarasena pravruttaha. Swarasena pravruttaha. Swarasena pravruttaha means the person who is involved in things of his own liking. Swarasena pravruttaha means the person who is involved in things of his own liking. His own liking is said to be swarasaha. Swarasena pravruttaha. Swarasena pravruttaha. And also rasikaha. Rasagnyaha. The person who relishes, enjoys, religious means who enjoys the taste of something is rasikaha, rasagnyaha. This thing. Therefore, the word rasaha is used in the sense of attachment. Okay. Saha api rasaha ranjanarupaha sukshmaha. The longing for the pleasure of enjoying the object is called rasaha. What is rasaha? Rasaha means longing for the enjoyment of the pleasure. Longing for the pleasure of enjoying the object. Okay, the craving for the pleasure of the enjoyment of the object is rasaha. Listen to the classical music. Then what now? No, there is rasaha is there. Means what? The craving for the enjoyment of pleasure, the craving the pleasure of enjoying the object in the form of music. Okay, that's why it's called rasaha. Like that, ranjana ropaha sukshmaha, very, very subtle. The craving, the longing for the pleasure of enjoyment of a given object is called rasaha. Ranjana ropaha sukshmaha asya yatehe paramartha tattvam brahma drishtva. So having even that such craving does not go away for ordinary person, even an ignorant person who is given a discipline of tapas. But whereas for this jnani, seeing his exalted nature of fullness of happiness, asya yatehe paramartha tattvam brahma drishtva, having seen the clear vision of the sannyasi, who's having seen the exalted nature of this jnani, being fullness of happiness, paramartha tattvam, param paramartha tattvam drishtva, upalabhya, ahameva taditi vartamanasya. The one who remains as what? What desire? I am the desire. I am the enjoyment. I am the object in whose vision there is no second thing other than himself. The rasam, the desire also goes away, means what? The desire also leaves him because nothing can really disturb him. His vision is so firm. The person is now Atma himself. Having seen this person's absolute truth, ultimate truth, paramartha tattvam param drishtva upalabhya, ahameva tatiti vartamanaha. Jnani is what? Jnani is the one who remains as what? I am that. Ahameva tat iti vartamanasya. The person who remains as I am the truth, I am everything. The person who remains like that, such a person, vartamanasya, nivartate, nirbijam, vishya vijnanam sampadyate itartha. Nirbijam vishya vijnanam sampadyate. Because there is no object for her sanyani. Beautiful. Nirbijam vishya vijnanam is what? In the books of a jnani, there is no such a thing called object other than himself. Ahamevatad, I am that, I am the whole, ahamidam sarvam. There is no such a thing called object for a jnani. Why? Object is oneself. There is subject for a jnani. Object is oneself. There is no duality for a jnani. Because duality is not there. Everything, there is no duality. Why? Because after having the clear vision of one's own sarup being Atma, for a jnani, there is no subject-object duality. From the standpoint of the satya Atma, this world of duality is not real. There is no subject for him. There is no object for him. Subject is Atma. Object is Atma. Okay. The knowledge of everything is Atma. What is, there is only Atma for him. And the jnani in whose mind there is no subject, there is no object, there is only Atma. Everything is one's own self. Therefore, there is a person's reveling in the vision of fullness. Therefore, there is no desire also resolves there. the craving for the pleasure of enjoyment of object also resolves for a jnani in whose vision object doesn't even exist. Very, very beautiful this is. The jnani's vision, there's only Atma. Only Atma. There's no object which other than oneself. There's no desirer. There's no desired object. There's no desire. There's no object of desire, subject of desire. There's no desire. Because everything is Atma for him. Such a person, even the craving resolves. Saha apirasaha ranjanaropaha sukshmaha asi yatehe param. Param means what? Paramartha tattvam brahma dishtva. Seeing the absolute reality, the ultimate truth, Brahman. Dishtva means upalabhya, having arrived at that. Ahameva tad iti vartamanasya. I am the truth and I am everything. For such a person, nirbijam vishya vijnanam nivartate. Sampadyate ityartha. Nirbijam means what? There's no object. Nirbijam. Even the desire for object is not there. Means the object itself doesn't exist for him. Which means vishya vijnanam, the knowledge of the object, nirbijam bhavati means what? It does not become the seed of desire anymore. The object which is perceived is not a seed for triggering any desire. No desire can be triggered by any object for a jnani. Why? Because the object also is what? Non-separate from a jnani. Any object when perceived can trigger a desire. Then what happened? The perceived object, the known object becomes a seed of the desire, from which the desire can sprout. But now no desire can sprout for a jnani, because for him all objects are nirbijam. Because they do not even exist. For him, objects are non-separate from himself. Which means there is no such thing called object. How can there be? Only if the object has the status of being an existent, it can be a sabijam. It can become a seed of a desire. It can trigger a desire. When the object is not even there, when it negates as mithya, you will not have, once you know it's only mirage water, then the desire for thirst is not there. Now, the thirst for water, desire for drinking water is not possible. Once you know what is there is not real water. In the same way, in the wise person's vision, there is no real object. Therefore, he says, there is no real object is not there. Naturally, it becomes nirbijam. It becomes a non-sprouting seed. It cannot sprout in the form of a desire. Therefore, he says now, na asati samyak darshane. Rasya uchedaha. Samyak darshane asati. If the clear vision is not there. See, Sati Saptami. सम्यक् दर्शने असति, सम्यक् दर्शने सति रागः नश्यति. सम्यक् दर्शने असति, द क्लियर् विषन् इस् देर् देन् देर् इस् रेसल्यूशन् आफ् द डिसैर् sprouting from the seed of an object, but here perception of an object, whereas here samyak darshane asati, if the clear vision is not there, when there is no clear vision, then rasya uchchedah na, samyak darshane asati rasya uchchedah na, it is not possible for resolving the resolution of the desire is not possible. Uchedaha means what? Knocking off, cutting off the desire is not possible if there is no clear vision. Tasmat samyak darshanatmikayaha prajnayaha sthairyam kartavyam ityabhiprayaha. Tasmat therefore samyak darshanatmikayaha prajnayaha sthairyam kartavyam. Therefore, the firmness of knowledge must be done. So, knowledge must be made very firm. Prajnayaha sthairyam kartavyam means the knowledge, the firmness of the knowledge must be there. Which means the knowledge must be made very firm, ascertained, assimilated, doubt-free. Prajna sthairyam kartavyam. Which prajna? The knowledge in the form of clear vision, doubt-free vision. Samyak darshanam means clear, doubt-free vision. So, prajna means knowledge. So, the knowledge in the form of clear, doubt-free vision must be made ascertained, firm. If you don't make this clear vision firm, ascertained, then again it's a problem of slipping. Therefore, of course, one has a clear vision, and the knowledge in him of clear vision of the reality must be made very firm. Samyag darshanatmika prajna, knowledge in the form of clear vision, doubt-free vision, must be made free, must be made firm. Samyak darshanatmikayaha prajnayaha sthairyam kartavyam. The firmness of the knowledge must be made, means what? Knowledge must become firm. Iti abhiprayaha. This is what is the teaching. This is what is intended by Shankara Bhagavatpada, Bhagavan Krishna. Says Krishankaracharya. Okay. But this 59th Karika is over. Saha api rasaha. Rasaha ranjana rupaha. In the form of enjoyment. That's what. Sukshmaha, very subtle. So that desire for enjoyment, desire for the pleasure of enjoyment of object will not go that easily from the mind, even if a person withdraws his sense organs from the sense objects, still the desire will be there. The desire also will go only when a person has the clear vision of the Atma. Ascertained vision of the Atma. In whose vision I am the whole, I am that, and the truth, and all that is here is myself. Which means for him, there is no object which is other than oneself. Only when a person sees the object being non-separate from oneself, that object becomes what? Nirbijam. That becomes a non-seed of from which a desire can sprout. only for Hachanyani, the desire also goes away, the craving also goes away. Therefore, it is not enough. A person has a clear understanding, going through Shravanam and Mananam. If the desire, all the craving for that rasaha, the craving for the enjoyment of the craving for pleasure of enjoying the object also should go away from the mind, means the knowledge must be made very firm. Or one must be contemplative very carefully. That's the teaching here. Samyak darshanatmikayaha prajnayaha sthairyam kartavyam. Samyak darshanam asti. Clear vision is there, but he is yet to be ascertained. So one must see that one's knowledge, clear understanding also must be ascertained understanding, so that even the rasaha will go away. Okay, I'm going to stop now. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Rubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.